Even with the hits to the Affordable Care Act, a trouncing in the midterms, and low approval ratings at home, President Obama isn't hiding under his desk in the Oval Office. Earlier this week, the president cut a deal with China to curb carbon emissions. Now he's announcing a pledge of $2.5 billion to poor nations, as much as $3 billion over the next 4 years. The U.S. will make the pledge officially at the G20 summit in Brisbane, Australia, that's coming up. Developing nations have repeatedly called on the developed world to pay up with financial support for their efforts to reduce carbon emissions. They say they can't afford to commit to a global treaty without the money. With us now is Suzanne Goldberg, U.S. environment correspondent for The Guardian, who has the exclusive on this story. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, good to be with you.
Good to have you. Give us the outlines of this new deal.
Well, from what I understand from people who were briefed by the administration, the Obama White House is prepared to pledge up to $3 billion, but probably, you know, somewhere between $2.5 and $3 billion over the course of about 4 years to something called the Green Climate Fund. Now, on the face of it, this is just a fund to help poor countries cope with climate change, to help them invest in clean energy and protect themselves. Rising sea levels, but it's got enormous value beyond that as a sign that rich countries are prepared to do what it takes to help all the countries in the world deal with climate change. So it has big symbolic value for climate talks that are about to happen in Lima, and big symbolic value for the hopes of getting an eventual climate deal in Paris in negotiations late next year.
Those negotiations in Lima and in Paris are important because in a lot of ways it seems like this pledge is about helping to grease the wheels so that less wealthy countries can sign on to a deal later on so that they have that financial support they've been asking for.
Exactly. They say we can't afford to do this on our own. In addition, there's a very strong justice component to this. You know, countries like the U.S. and Europe are responsible historically for the share of emissions. And there is a strong feeling in the developing world that these countries should pay for that and should do their bit.
Well, you know, it's one thing, of course, for the president to go on an international trip and pledge $2.5 to $3 billion for climate change. But Suzanne Goldberg, can President Obama deliver on this? It's kind of hard to imagine this funding request landing in the GOP Congress and them giving the thumbs up saying, yeah, $3 billion for climate change remediation. That's hard to imagine.
Absolutely, especially if you've been listening to the comments from Republicans this week who seem to think, you know, this is that even Obama's historic deal with China on cutting emissions was a charade and a hollow promise. But there's a history for this and a history of Republican presidents acting on this that goes back to the first president, George Bush. And the second president, George Bush, pledged $2 billion for another climate fund in 2008. So, you know, 6 years on, this isn't so much extra money, and it's not unprecedented. There's a history for this. There's a history of this being endorsed by Republican presidents. So there is some wiggle room here for Obama in getting this through Congress.
Some, except it's pretty clear that the political times, definitely in the Republican Party and when it comes to climate change, have changed over the last 6 years. It's just not the same party as it was, even when George W. Bush was in charge.
Absolutely not. And that's another gamble that Obama is taking with climate change in the last 2 years of his presidency. He seems to have taken this on as one of his big issues. And there are signs that Democrats, too, are taking this on as a big issue ahead of the 2016 presidential campaign. Even after this disastrous performance by the Democrats in the midterm elections this month, you've had a lot of Democratic operatives convinced that climate change is a good issue for them because it allows them to differentiate themselves from Republicans, to cast Republicans who have a strong tendency to deny that climate change is even occurring, to cast them as anti-science, backward-looking, and, you know, out of step with history. So, you know, there is some capital for Democrats to keep pushing on climate change, and Obama seems to think so, too.
A new pledge from the president, $2.5 to $3 billion for underdeveloped nations to deal with climate change. Can he deliver with domestic politics as they are? Suzanne Goldberg, U.S. environment correspondent for The Guardian, who has the story. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.